That time now is 9 minutes past seven. The Prime Minister proclaims this is a revolution in high street healthcare. From today in England, you'll be able to get antibiotics and other medicines from your local pharmacy without a prescription. This will be for certain conditions: sinusitis, sore throat, earache, infected insect bites, impetigo, shingles, and uncomplicated urinary tract infections in women under 65. NHS England hopes that this will relieve the pressure on MPs and will free up 10 million appointments a year, but some experts believe this will lead to people taking antibiotics unnecessarily and so increase resistance to those vital drugs. Well, we can talk now to Tase Oputu, who's chair of the England Pharmacy Board at the Royal Pharmaceutical Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your view of this initiative that's called Pharmacy First?
Well, we think Pharmacy First is a real leap forward, which will give people more choice in where and how they access healthcare. It means that you can get treatment for common conditions without needing to see your GP. It's such a great service because rather than having to send patients back to the GP to get the medicines they need following a consultation with the pharmacist, which creates delays and extra workload, we'll be able to provide them with treatment on the spot and complete their care.
But will you be able to carry out this work? Because I know the Association of Independent Multiple Pharmacies has said that they're severely underfunded to the tune of 1.2 billion and a result of this are reducing opening hours and even closing completely.
Well, it is true that there are pressures in pharmacy, there are pressures across the whole of the healthcare system, and it is right that pharmacists are funded fairly and adequately for the services that they provide. But in truth, the consultations that occur up and down the country every day, of which there are about a million per week, are for these conditions. And pharmacists in general are very excited about being able to now give patients the medicines that they need at the time that they need and be able to offer that flexibility for patients at a time when they need it.
What about the fears that we've heard expressed about this meaning that antibiotics will be prescribed more widely and could lead to resistance? For example, the professor in cellular microbiology, Simon Clark at the University of Reading, says that he thinks that pharmacists won't have much training on distinguishing the sorts of infections that can be treated with antibiotics.
Well, it is right that people are worried about antimicrobial resistance. It's very, very important. But I would say that pharmacists have been at the forefront of tackling antimicrobial resistance for many years. We are clinically trained to, we understand the mechanisms of antibiotics. We understand when the right time it is to use specific antibiotics. And these protocols that are in place are extremely strict. They have been drawn up with expert, multi-professional expert groups with expertise in antimicrobials and infections. What we've seen is that in areas where these services have been in place, such as Scotland and Wales, there hasn't been an increase in antibiotic orders. And the thought that there will be an increase in use of antibiotics is not something that we can see at the moment. We will be monitoring it closely, but we really see this as a shift in workload from GPs over to pharmacists, rather than seeing that this be an increase in use of antibiotics.
Tase Oputu from the Royal Pharmaceutical Society, thank you for talking to us.